This is your local news report. I'm Dave Andrews. On Sunday, authorities arrested and charged 42-year-old Dustin Lane Ahman with three counts of first-degree statutory sex offense and four counts of indecent liberties with a child. He is currently being held at a detention center under a $3 million bond. The city of Albemarle said that it was with deep sadness that they share the passing of former city councilwoman Jane Hartley Van Sinderen. Jane served the community as a member of the Albemarle City Council from 1991 to 2006. She was a graduate of Albemarle Senior High School and King's College and retired after a career in healthcare in Albemarle. Mayor Ronnie Michaels said that, quote, "On behalf of the city of Albemarle, we extend our heartfelt condolences to Jane's family. She was always willing to listen to the concerns of the community and find solutions. Jane's unwavering commitment and many years of service to Albemarle will always be remembered," said Mayor Ronnie Michael. Funeral arrangements are being handled by the Stanley Funeral Home in Albemarle. And the city of Locust and the Locust Police Department want to recognize former Locust Mayor Charlie Higgins, who passed away on Sunday. Mr. Higgins served as Locust Mayor from 1993 to 1995 and was also a Locust Police Officer and a Fire Chief for the West Stanley Fire Department. They wanted to recognize Mayor Higgins for his contributions to the city of Locust and the Locust Police Department. Our Visitors Bureau, Visit Stanley County, said the events page for visitstanleycounty.com is up and active. They need organizations in and around Stanley County submit their events to them for publishing on their new calendar. They hope this becomes the go-to calendar for events. Once you submit an event, they'll review it. As long as it meets the rules, they'll publish it. You can just go to visitstanley.com and go to the bottom of the events page and click on Submit an Event and fill out the form as complete as possible. The event just must be near Stanley County, must not directly benefit any religious-affiliated organizations, but may be held at a religious facility. Event can benefit a nonprofit organization for a for-profit company. An event should attract participants from outside of Stanley County. Municipal or county-sponsored events are eligible to be posted, and the event must be open to the general public. Stanley County Schools recognize their Stanley Stars at the Stanley County School Board meeting, and here is that presentation.
Each month, Stanley County Schools selects two stellar certified and classified employees to recognize and celebrate as Stanley Stars. This month, as I call our employees up for recognition, first I would like to call up Susan Bird. Miss Bird is Aquadel's curriculum coach. She assists staff with planning student learning activities. She also works with students in small groups to improve their reading and math skills. She has been instrumental in coordinating common planning activities and allowing teachers to observe each other and vertically plan. Her enthusiasm for the job, which I have witnessed firsthand, is contagious, but her love of life and people makes her a great coworker. She genuinely wants the best for everyone around her and works to support the Aquadel community in reaching their goals. Next, we would like to recognize Mallory Harrington. Miss Harrington is an instructional assistant that serves Aquadel's fourth and fifth grade students. She leads small groups of learners in math and reading throughout the day, and in the afternoon, she steps in and teaches social studies and science to a fourth grade class. She has worked to create trust in a community with her students and coworkers. Her presence at Aquadel each day elevates learning in fourth and fifth grade. Ms. Harrington's willingness to help where needed is fundamental to our daily success, and I know personally that your principal very much appreciates everything that you step in and are willing to do. From Albemarle High School, if Ms. Sarnia Irvin could join us up front. Ms. Irvin is a dynamic force at Albemarle High School, bringing her passion for math and decades of experience to inspire and challenge students daily. Her enthusiasm for math is infectious, motivating students to stretch beyond their perceived limits. Both demanding and supportive, she fosters a culture of excellence through innovative teaching and creative approaches to learning. A true teacher leader, Ms. Irvin collaborates across curriculums to improve outcomes at Albemarle High School, spearheading initiatives like work key reviews and Math One study sessions to ensure student success. Her impact reaches far beyond the classroom, shaping a brighter future for all. And I think we can all be impressed with anyone that teaches high school math. Next, if Miss Keisha Branch can join us up front. Miss Branch is a cornerstone of Albemarle High School, serving as the ISS coordinator and wearing many hats with unwavering dedication. She strikes the perfect balance of love and structure. She quickly earns the respect of students, although her classroom is a place they would rather avoid. That's a positive. Her ISS face is the epitome of order and productivity, where no task is left undone and no student sleeps on the job. It's not unusual to see students stop by during transition to say hello or just check in with her. A proud bulldog through and through, Miss Branch's reliability, dependability, and team-first attitude make her an invaluable member of the AHS family, and we are very much appreciative of anyone that is willing and able to successfully serve in ISS. Thank you.
And at your local news report in the newsroom, I'm Dave Andrews. And if you have news, email us at news@1010wspc.com.
Your Weather Center forecast for Albemarle and Stanley County. Sunny today with a high near 46, with northwest winds becoming west and gusts reaching 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear skies with lows around 19. Tomorrow, expect sunny conditions with a high near 40. Looking ahead to Thursday, sunny and warmer with a high near 48. In the Weather Center, I'm Johnny Cottle.
Magic 103.3 FM.
Vox. You can reach us, and we enjoy hanging out with you every day. Also, don't forget, you can text us. A lot of you already starting that. Same number, 888-624-486.